If I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true.
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that was Tim Hardin, one of my favorite old singers from a long time ago, back in the 60s and 70s. There was reason to believe that we heard. This is the day that we remember Tim Hardin. He died on this day in 1980, born in 1941, died much too young. But that is kind of the theme of this hour. But let's talk about this day in history. This day in history, December the 23rd. It was this day on December the 23rd that the Soviet war in Afghanistan in 1979 really began, and they occupied Kabul, the Afghan capital, and were bogged down as every other Western nation has been bogged down when they've tried to invade Afghanistan. This is also the birthday of Henry Highland Garnett, born in 1815 as a slave, born right here in Kent County, Maryland. But what he did was to go on to become this abolitionist leader, creating a, he was one of the most amazing leaders in American history. He joined the American Anti-Slavery Society. He became an early nationalist. His nationalism took the form of saying we should separate, that black the black folks should separate and go to Liberia, go to Mexico. He was actively involved in working for abolition of slavery. He promoted armed rebellion as the most effective way to end slavery. And so he was one of the early radicals of this nation. And after the Civil War started, he switched gears and helped to organize the movements in Washington, D.C., left New York, and went to D.C. to organize United States Colored Troops, and then pushed that. Then he became a college president. Remained an activist his whole life, but he always wanted to pass away and die in Liberia. That was his dream. He was made U.S. Minister to Liberia in 1881 and died there 2 months later. We remember him on this day in history. This was his birthday in 1815. This is also the birthday of Madam C.J. Walker, the first African-American woman millionaire, who started this incredible hair care business in Denver, Colorado. She was born children of slaves in Louisiana, and she created these things like curling irons that were popularized in France, but she made them fit the hair and lives of black women. She developed shampoos to make scalps healthier since people didn't take enough baths in that period. She created cosmetic lines just for African-American women and became one of our first millionaires. Was also an activist, a leader of the NAACP, fought against lynchings, and she died much too young in 1919, having been born in 1867 on this day. And Madam C.J. Walker, a millionaire, the first African-American woman millionaire. And this is also the day in 1908 that Adam Clayton Powell was born. The great African-American congressman from Harlem, New York, who was just a fighter for justice his whole life, and, of course, was the minister, as was his father, of the Abyssinian Baptist Church in the heart of Harlem. And that is this day in history, December the 23rd. We'll take a very brief break and come back and be joined by the family of Tyrone West.